it felt good. It was kind of disappointing because we didn't, you know, going into a game like that, you won't get many snaps, but getting out there with those guys and actually seeing it, you know, come together, we wanted to do more, but it was fun.
It looked like you ran out of the tunnel a little early before everybody else did.
Man, y'all caught that? I jumped the gun a little bit. You know, it was a delay, and coach told everybody to come out the locker room, and that was my first time running out the tunnel, so I was like, I got in the tunnel, I was like, we going out now? And it was like, yeah, and I saw the kickers and the punters, and midway through, I was running, and I'm like, I know I'm not running that fast with everybody else, and I'm turning around, oh my gosh. Yeah, so I jumped the gun.
Yeah, well, eager to get out there, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can say that.
Was it exciting to see that you can have, even though it was only a couple of series, you can have some success against another team, that what the potential could be for this defensive line?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it wasn't game plan on either side of the ball. So, again, it was, what did they say, vanilla? I mean, you know, it'd be exciting to see once we get the game plan and to see what we can do.
You think you're going to hear anything from your old buddy up in Buffalo now that you're wearing blue?
Which one are you talking? I got a couple friends up there.
The one that gave you the nickname.
Oh, Rex. You talking about Rex? You know, either way, I'll be fine. I'm not going up there to, you know, rekindle anything or nothing like that. It's a business trip, a preseason business trip.
You talked about vanilla. Rex is saying, what usually, even in the preseason, does he kind of game plan and get creative with his defensive line?
I would think so, being at the second preseason game. It's not an all-out game plan for any team. But, you know, you kind of get some things thrown in there that wasn't in there the first game. So I would expect so.
What fired you up on Monday? You got into it with, I think it was Pew, in practice.
It was the heat, man. It was hot. Yeah, it was hot. It wasn't nothing. It goes on in between the whistles on every play. That one just went a bit overboard, but it was nothing serious at all.
Do you think that those types of things can be good in a camp? Like, you know, to get to another level maybe? I mean, it's not personal, but.
I don't know if you can say that because we're teammates at the end of the day. We walk in the same locker room after practice. Everybody has the same mindset. So in a way, it could get guys fired up to want to practice harder. But again, it could have a negative effect. And I think it was kind of a positive out there. Nobody looked at it as, you know, those guys going to try to kill each other.
Yes, you had an opportunity to play in a preseason game. You've been out here a bunch in practice now in live drills. What gives you optimism that this could be a good defense?
Just seeing it all come together. Friday, was it Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was very promising. We showed some really good things on all three levels, the front end, you know, the middle portion of the defense, and the back end as well. So, you know, this game, I think we get to play a little bit more, and more so the third game. So we got some time to figure it out.
Not just in the game, but in camp. I mean, what are your impressions of JPP?
That guy, man. You watch him. I told everybody the first day I got here I was impressed with him, not only as a football player, but as a person. Because a guy like him who's had so much success, you know, they can become, you know, Hollywood if you want, you know, if you will. But no, he's a real cool, down-to-earth guy, and he works. He doesn't let his hand affect him whatsoever. You know, I get my thumb wrapped up, and, you know, as soon as it's bothering me, he tapped me on my shoulder. He showed me his thumb, and I'm like, okay, let me get back to work. But no, he's a great, great guy.
Have you had any problems with the knee since you came back?
No, sir. I'm not even wearing my sleeves, as you can see. Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
You're an old man, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Snack, Pew isn't out here today, though. What'd you do to him?
You know, man, I guess I roughed him up a little bit, you know. He probably didn't want to see me. Nah. I don't know. He wasn't? I didn't notice. I hope everything's okay. I saw him earlier. He should be fine, right? On his shoulder?
It's bruised.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was one of your haymakers.
I didn't throw a haymaker, man. It was just a little shoving in there. I saw the video. I saw your video. I told you I see everything.
It was only the tail end, though.
Yeah, I saw you. You panned out to see the end of the play, and you came back and you missed it. Being noticed.
You got
to
tell me before you're going to do that.
I got you next time.